Hello everyone, this is The Big Fight and I'm Maria Shakil. The stakes could not be higher than this. For the regional satraps of Maharashtra, like Sharad Pawar and his nephew Ajit Pawar, Eknath Shinde and his predecessor Uddhav Thackeray, it's a make or break election. For the two national parties, the BJP and the Congress, it's the road to political dominance. The BJP, remember, has contested on 149 seats. Shiv Sena of Eknath Shinde on 81 and the Ajit Pawar-led NCP fought in 59 constituencies as part of the Mahayuti. Now, looking at the opposition alliance, that is the Mahavikas Agadi, the Congress has contested on 101 seats, the Shiv Sena on 95, the NCP Sharad Pawar on 86. The road to 288-member Maharashtra Assembly passes through six regions of Maharashtra, each with its own set of issues. The results will not only announce the popular verdict on the two differing agendas, but also seal the fate of some of the most important players in Maharashtra's politics. If the Lok Sabha results gave the Thackerays and Eknath Shinde both something to cheer, the results tomorrow will deliver only one winner. The grand old veteran of Maharashtra politics, Senior Pawar, will turn 84 next month. Does this mean that this could be very well his last assembly polls? During the Lok Sabha polls, he did deliver a debilitating blow to his nephew Ajit Pawar, who secured only one seat in the Lok Sabha polls. What has added a sharp edge to this factional fight is the fact that the two claimants of the Shiv Sena's popular legacy have squared off against each other in over 50 seats, while the two nominees of the two Pawars are up against each other in 37 constituencies. With six parties in fray directly, Maharashtra for the first time has seen an election with both the BJP and the Congress with a part of the Shiv Sena and the NCP. One view is that the real politic in Maharashtra will begin only after the results tomorrow, as the field may very well open up again for another round of political realignment. Let's bring in the guests now. Professor Sandeep Shastri is joining me here in the studio. Neeja Chaudhary, senior journalist. Sanjay Gupta, leader of the Shiv Sena. Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray. We have Sushil Vyas, Shinde Sena spokesperson, Dr. Shama Mohammed representing the Congress, Rohan Gupta representing the BJP, and Sanjay Kumar, sophologist and professor of CSDS. Before I bring in the politicians, I want to understand how the experts are seeing it. Professor Shastri, how is the battle stacked up?
In spite of what the exit polls are telling us, I would say the Maharashtra battle is very close. The gap is not very big. And I think given the fact that the two alliances have three parties each, people will be looking out for the weaker link in both, who could well pull down the alliance. In both the alliances, the BJP and the Congress would claim that they are the ones who would anchor in important ways the alliance. So how does the anchor do in terms of pushing the alliance forward in both the cases is
something that would be watched. Because in both these cases, the anchor is contesting on the maximum number of seats.
That's an important difference, because in the Mahayuti, the BJP doing well is extremely critical, given the fact that they are contesting a majority of the seats.
Yes.
In the Agadi, though all the three are contesting more or less an equal number of seats, the Congress is a little ahead in terms of seats contest.
Yes.
And therefore, a good performance of the Agadi depends on all the three being reasonably well. So there is an important difference in terms of the Agadi having to get all its three players play well, and the Mahayuti depending largely on the BJP's good performance.
Okay, Sanjay Kumar, by this time tomorrow, we'll know the results. What will you be watching out for tomorrow?
I think in Maharashtra, others are going to play a crucial role. We did our poll, which is a mix of kind of a pre and the post-poll survey. And we figured out that a very sizable number of people indicated that they have voted or they will be voting for. Now the elections are over, so they have already voted for parties which are neither aligned with Mahayuti or Mahavikas Agadi. The estimate from our survey is about 18%. So I won't be surprised if Maharashtra returns a hung assembly of may not be a two hung in a sense, one alliance coming very close to the majority mark, but falling short of a majority mark. So I would be watching for the others, how they are performing in Maharashtra.
Okay. So because there are almost a sudden surge in terms of the independents this time around, both alliances were concerned about the rebels.
A large
28% is the rise from 2019.
A large number of the others are actually people propped up by
yes.
a party because the seat was given to another faction within the alliance. So
yes.
these others will be very critical in this election.
A couple of things, if I may add, Maria. One, if you look at the number of candidates, there are more than 8,000 candidates contesting in Maharashtra. But second, from the survey, there are two very important points which has come up. A very large number of people in Maharashtra indicated that they have made up their mind which party to vote, whom to vote for on the last 2 days, 48 hours, which is unusually very, very high in Maharashtra compared to other states and compared to previous elections in Maharashtra. And the third point, that a very large number of people said for them, candidate has become more important in this election compared to the party, which is also unusual compared to other big states. When we do our survey, a very large number of people would say they are voting for the party. But in Maharashtra, much larger number of voters said they have voted for the candidate, not for the party. So all this gives me an indication that yes, others may play a very important role in how the electoral verdict comes tomorrow.
Okay. Nirja, one reading is also the surge of women voters. I mean, if it is actually for Ladki Behen, and if that is the case, then Eknath Shinde could very well be home.
That's right. And the large number of women, people are decoding that to mean that women have come out in large numbers to vote for their scheme, that they're very happy with their brother who's provided them 7,500 rupees in hand. And that is the wild card in this election. But the fact, Maria, that privately neither side is confident. If you talk to people on both sides, they are really not confident. Also, the fact that they are taking their candidates to hotels already shows that it is a very close contest. Some people talked about, 560 hotels, rooms already booked and people being shifted there from all parties. So it looks like a close contest. I agree with Sanjay that, some exit polls have given a runaway success to the Mahayuti side. But anyway, let's see. Tomorrow, within a few hours, we'll know.
Yes, and we'll have all of you in the studio in the next few hours. So let me go to the politicians now and bring in Dr. Shama Mohammed. The responsibility of an anchor, because... it's the Congress which is the anchor there in Mahavikas Agadi, just as the BJP is the anchor. And for the Congress party, it's a crucial election because you were counting on Haryana and Haryana went the other way.
Yeah, so with due respect to Nirja Chaudhary ji, I don't know where she got this amount, 7,500. Ladki Behen is 1,500. Now,
no, she calculated overall which came in the account in one
month.
Yes.
Then even ours is when you calculate the 3,000, the free bus ride, 500 rupees, it is more than 7,500. I can say that. Now, very important is they started the Ladli Behna 2 or 3 months before. They could have done it much before. In all the states which we have come to power, we started it. These guarantees were given. We've started it immediately. Many women I've spoken to said, what's the point? When it's so expensive, the things, the GST on things, the gas prices, they are taking it from us and giving it to us, 1,500 rupees, number one. Number two, what I saw in Maharashtra is exactly what I've seen in Karnataka. There was no talk about Vikas, development. There was no talk about jobs. There was no talk about investments. There was no talk about what they have done for farmers. From morning to night, what I heard was, batega to katega. Guspetia, ek hai to safe hai. It's similar to what happened in Karnataka. When Mr. Modi knows he's losing, he starts for consolidation. So there we heard Bajrang Bali, Kerala story, Kashmir files. And it's the same thing. Simple question to the person who's sitting as a BJP spokesperson here is, why not talk what you did in the last four or 3.5 years? You haven't said any of their leaders did not speak one word on what was done, how much investment. In fact, the thing when I was in Pune, spoke to industrialists, spoke to farmers, spoke to multiple people, I was there in Maharashtra, the farmers are very upset because the soya bean, an MSP which was promised to them was about 6,000 rupees, they are getting only around 4,200. And Devendra Fadnavis promised this in 2013, let me tell you that. They are not getting it. The other thing is most of the big industries like Foxconn, Tata Airbus have moved out to Gujarat, and also diamond industries which were located in Kurla in Mumbai have gone to Gujarat. So this is a big blow because around 7.4 lakh crores were taken out from here. Jobs, you have 2.5 lakh jobs in the government which you're not even giving. There's huge joblessness. The joblessness right now is 4.2. GDP last year was around 10.5%, which is forecasted at 5.5 this year. So there are a lot of issues. And of course, when it comes to women, the question the women are asking is, what have you done for us in all this while? You have just increased price, and also the safety of women, which is very important. Maharashtra, in the NCRB report, is number 2 for crimes against women, whether it's rape, whether it's molestation, whether anything.
Rohan Gupta,
what is the court to show? And also breaking these parties, they're fed up. They're saying, that's why she said that they are voting for candidates, because when they vote for a party, they don't know where they're going to jump. 50 crores leke Gujarat leke jate ho, fir uske baad Assam leke jate.
Rohan Gupta, the skepticism that
Biden route. Divide and rule is something which has never
happened. What Shema Mohammed has shared may be also a thought among certain section of voters. But the larger question is also, Rohan Gupta, that if the Mahayuti was confident that its narrative of welfarism was working on the ground, then ek hai to safe hai would not have come during the last few days of the campaign.
See, Maria, there are two, three points we need to understand in the whole election. Number one, there was delivery by Mayuti government on down. Number two, the hollow promises given by opposition parties. Just before one day of elections, Himachal Bhavan was on sale. So people of the country, they watch it. What is happening in Karnataka? What is happening in Himachal Pradesh? How people are not getting their salaries? They don't have money to pay to anybody. All their welfareism is going for a toss. Taxes are getting increased. So the point is, people know which promises to believe and which promises not to believe. And when you say that when women voter high turnout in Maharashtra, that is the evidence that people trust Ladli Behna Yojana. So as far as ground narrative is concerned, it
but
is very
what,
clear
why,
that Mahayuti
why shouldn't that be seen
generally,
as... One moment. Why shouldn't that be seen as that the opposition, Mahavikas Agadi, has promised a top-up? So the women may be getting swayed by them.
Maria, आज कोई भी कुछ भी प्रॉमिस कर देता है उसके ऊपर भरोसा भी तो आना चाहिए ना एक बाजू हिमाचल भवन सेल में one day before the election, you see that government is not able to even save the Himachal Bhavan, the pride of the state. Do you feel that people will believe it? कोई भी promise कर देगा. Even Haryana, they had promised, but they have never delivered. See, at the end of the day, people believe who can deliver. Number one. Number two, I am now coming back to the narrative of ek hai to safe hai. Prime Minister has not divided anybody. And it is that leader, if they had confidence in what Congress spokesperson has been telling, why their leader had to react to ek hai to safe hai in the last day press conference? Why no issues were raised? Because they know that on ground, all these narratives have badly failed. See, I don't support any exit poll for that matter, Maria, because we know that they have faltered. But the numbers which are shown in all the exit polls for Mahayuti, it is a clear-cut evidence that anti-incumbency has not worked in the state, point number one. Number two, Mahavikas Agadi has been fighting inside out. Even last 2 days, you see the statements of the leader. So Maharashtra don't want to go to the people who cannot run the government together. Tomorrow, you will see what will happen. So my point here, Maria, is very simple. There is no anti-incumbency. People trust the work of Mahayuti. Okay. Number two and number three, they have completely lost narrative in this election, and that's why on the
We haven't really heard much from Uddhav Thackeray. Sanjay Gupta, where exactly is the party chief? You know, because this is a very, very decisive election for him. It will decide his future as much as the Shiv Sena's.
देखिए मुझे लगता है कि मुद्दों पर कहने सुनने का काम तो हमने बहुत कुछ किया और महाराष्ट्र की जनता ने सब कुछ देखा भी और उन सबको देखने के बाद महाराष्ट्र की जनता ने जो अपना मतदान करना था वो किया, और उसको करने के बाद मैं तो चर्चा उसी पर करना चाहूंगा कल जब रिजल्ट निकल करके आएंगे, क्योंकि पिछले 30 सालों में जिस तरह के चेंजेस महाराष्ट्र की राजनीति में हुए वो मेरे ख्याल से 30 सालों में पहले कभी इस तरह के चेंजेस नहीं हुए। तो इन चेंजेसों के आधार पर, मुद्दों के आधार पर, पॉलिसीज के आधार पर महाराष्ट्र की जनता ने जो भी फैसला लेना था वो लिया, और लेने के बाद कल जब रिजल्ट निकल के आएंगे तब हम इस पर समीक्षा करेंगे। और दल कोई बड़ा हो या छोटा हो, एक बात मैं कह सकता हूँ, भले ही कोई पार्टी बड़ी ज्यादा सीटों पर लड़ रही हो और भले ही उसकी सीटें ज्यादा हैं, लेकिन हमारा अलायंस हो या महायुति का अलायंस हो, जिसकी सीटें ज्यादा आएंगी वो भी उतना ही बड़ा माना जाएगा जिनकी सीटें कम आएंगी, क्योंकि किसी भी एक पॉलिटिकल पार्टी के समर्थन ना देने पर किसी का भी चीफ मिनिस्टर नहीं बनेगा।
जी, ये कहा जा रहा है कि कांग्रेस थोड़ी वीकलिंग हो सकती है उसी तरह से जैसे महायुति में देयर इज दिस यू नो ऑफ कोर्स वी विल वेट फॉर द नंबर्स, द अजीत पवार एनसीपी कुड बी द वीकलिंग, ज्यादा सीट दे दिया जाए आप लोगों ने कांग्रेस को।
देखिए कांग्रेस के साथ साथ थोड़ा सा समाजवादी पार्टी के विषय में हमें सोचना पड़ेगा, क्योंकि समाजवादी पार्टी ने भी जिस तरह से आकर के महाराष्ट्र में जो काम किया उनको इस चीज की जरूरत नहीं थी। एक तरफ तो उन्होंने उत्तर प्रदेश के अंदर अपने गठबंधन का साथी बता करके 9 की 9 सीटें ले ली, दूसरी तरफ महाराष्ट्र के अंदर अबू आजमी को उतार दिया, और फिर उसके बाद वो जिनसे मिले जिस तरह की राजनीति आई, तो ना उन्होंने हमारा हिंदुत्व छोड़ा ना उन्होंने किसी और चीज को छोड़ा, तो उस चीज को भी महाराष्ट्र की जनता ने देखा होगा और उसका जो असर रहेगा वो इस रिजल्ट के अंदर हमें पता चलेगा। सच्चाई को मानना ही बहुत जरूरी होता है, ऐसा नहीं होता कि ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए कि हम किसी बात को कहें कि इसका हमें कोई फर्क पड़ेगा या नहीं पड़ेगा।
So there is a sense here, Dr. Shah Mohammed, that the lines may not have worked on the ground as a cohesive force.
No. What is the reason for telling us that the alliance have not worked on the ground? Let me tell you, Mahayukti, Agadi, the Shiv Sena Eknath Shinde faction said that when they sit next to Ajit Pawar NCP, they would like to vomit. They have a candidate called Nawab Malik. He is standing as a Mahayukti candidate and he was told he's Dawood's aide. Now he is a candidate. Here you have the BJP against him. Now where did you see any of that in the Mahai Vikas Agadi? Number one. Number two, Rohan Gupta was going on about promises we have not kept. I don't know which is that. In all, our three chief ministers came and said that we have invited each one of them to go to Karnataka, Himachal, Telangana to see what has happened. 78,000 crore of farmers' debt was wavered in 2008, a promise we kept. What did they say in 2014? We will waiver farmers' loan. Arun Jaitley in Parliament in 2017 said, we cannot do it. What did they say? We will double the income of farmers in 2022. They have not done it. They said they're going to bring 100 smart cities. One of them is Pune. They have not done it. Bullet train. They said, we are going to get you the bullet train. They have not done it. They promised an MSP of 7,000, 6,500 rupees for soya bean. They have not done it. So let's understand, even when women were, you know, wrestlers were protesting in Delhi for 6 months, the Prime Minister against molestation by a member of parliament of the Bharatiya Janata Party, the Prime Minister has done anything. And everybody in India knows the Prime Minister is more interested in stopping a war abroad of Ukraine than what is happening in Manipur.
Dr. Shah Mohammed, that is not really the issue on the ground in Maharashtra. I think we are discussing Maharashtra post. Let's focus on that, ma'am.
But I have to tell you what he talked about Himachal. Why can't I talk about Manipur then? I can't, isn't it? Why did you not stop him when he's comparing Himachal?
No, the point that he was trying to make, no, ma'am. Ma'am, with all due respect, ma'am, the point that was being made here was, do you really have the money and the wherewithal? Does the MVA have the right fiscal plan when it announces some freebies? That's the argument that he was trying to make. You can counter it on those lines. Please argue on that.
I was rebutting on the promises.
Yes, please, go ahead.
We have always kept our promises to our people. We are the ones who, you know, in fact, about welfare, we got in the Food Security Act. We got in the Manrega. We had money for all this. People ask us, how would you have the money? We have shown it. Now tell me,
so they have the argument that it is the it was calculated. Let me bring
Prime Minister called the welfare scheme Revdi. When he called it as Revdi, why does he want the Revdis now? Why is it not called
Sushil Vyas? Ma'am, I'm coming to you. Sushil Vyas, the question here is that in the Lok Sabha, of course, you know, Uddhav Thackeray's Sena did well, so did Eknath Shinde's Sena. But this is a far more decisive election. And if it goes otherwise, then Eknath Shinde will have to revisit and recalculate his own politics. We are just talking about all the scenarios right now.
Maria, good evening. The present election of Maharashtra Assembly, it is a known fact to everyone that we are contesting against the able leadership of Eknath Rao Shinde, who is our popular Chief Minister of Maharashtra as of now. And we are not talking here or there, but we are only focusing. The entire campaign of ours was focused on the developmental work which we have done for the Maharashtra for last 2.5 years. We were not in power, as my friend from Congress was saying, what we did for five years. We are in power since 30th June 2022. Prior thereto, the government led by Uddhav Thackeray, supported by Congress, was there in power. So that is one fact. Then the last 2.5 years, what we did for people of Maharashtra, there are various developmental activities, infrastructure development and welfare schemes. And one of them is Ladli Behan, Ladla Bhai, higher education for women. This is working. When in the campaign, the kind of response we got from the people of Maharashtra gives us a confidence that we are going to win tomorrow. And we are going to form a government on the basis of the work which we have done for the people of Maharashtra. The responsibility which we have fulfilled towards the people of Maharashtra and 9 crore 70 lakh voters of Maharashtra are going to support us tomorrow. And we'll see we are coming back in majority to serve Maharashtra for another 5 years.
Okay, that's a lot of confidence there, Sushil Vyas. We have Professor Shastri here. Professor Shastri, go ahead.
I just want to make one point.
Yes.
Let's remember that in the last, since the last assembly, the two major governments in Maharashtra were led by the two factions of the Shiv Sena.
That's right.
And that makes Shiv Sena so much in focus. Mm. The legitimacy battle of the NCP was settled by the voter in the last Lok Sabha election. Mm. But the legitimacy battle of the Shiv Sena is going to be settled in this election, and that's why this election is so critical for the two Shiv Sena factions. And tomorrow, I think one, if they both do well, that creates one scenario. And then the question would be, how would their allies have done? Hmm. And the benefit of the allies' performance would then be for the Shiv Sena in that particular case. So that is, these are the issues that I think will come out tomorrow as we
actually
see the counting.
I agree with it, because you know, as far as NCP is concerned, that battle, many would say that symbol may have been with Ajit Pawar, but the party support remains with Sharad Pawar, given the fact that in the Lok Sabha he could only secure one MP, while Sharad Pawar did much better. So Neerja Chaudhary, as someone who was on the ground traveling aggressively, is Mr. Eknath Shinde a chief minister who is known only in those seats where Shiv Sena is contesting, or is he a pan-Maharashtra face now?
I think it would be fair to say that Mr. Shinde has carved out a space for himself. He's come a long way from the day he took over as CM, when very few had heard of his name. And he didn't have the kind of profile that he has today, partly because of the social welfare schemes that he's rolled out, giving, and the money has reached people's hands. That is the thing that has happened. It's not a promise. So people got money, they're putting it to use. And I suppose, you know, the voter also may get swayed with this money. If they say if the politicians can change ideologies and parties from one side to another, then what is wrong if we are transactional in our vote and we take what is given to us at election time? Baki time to milta nahi hai. So that is a certain kind of sentiment that also prevails. But she coming to Shinde, yes, the Ladki Behan Yojana, and also being a Maratha, a new Maratha face on the horizon, when Maratha politics has come to acquire dominance, particularly in this election, also in the last Lok Sabha election. You know, the fact that people are positioning themselves as possible chief ministers hours before the results are out. And that includes Mr. Fadnavis, that includes Mr. Shinde, that includes Ajit Pawar, posters going up with his face there, that Uddhav Thackeray, people in his party batting for him. and Nana Patole already has made a pitch that it will be a Congress chief minister. Again, I say that shows that nobody is really confident of what the results will bring tomorrow.
So it's being a lot of, perhaps both sides are being extremely cautious because they do not know the outcome. Why is it, Sanjay Kumar, that, in the assembly elections of Haryana, the BJP appeared certainly not confident. They thought that it's a election for the Congress to win. This time around, both sides are extremely confident and at the same time extremely nervous.
And that is an indication to suggest that it is a tight election. Parties realize that it is a tight election. On one hand, they imagine, they think that they are likely to win election, their alliance is likely to win election. But at the same time, they also have this anxiety whether we will be able to get a majority or we will be falling short of a majority. Hmm. So I think that's the reason why party seems to be nervous or party seems to be confident.
Hmm. Okay. But why, sir? I'm saying, because Maharashtra in the past, only in 1984, correct me, or 1987, it was that it gave a full majority to the Congress. And after that, it has always been about alliance governments.
Because you look at the number of political parties contesting in Maharashtra. Earlier, it used to be four. Now, these are six parties, six important main parties. But besides these six, there are other parties as well. And the support base of these parties are very, very sectional in different regions among different communities. So it is very difficult for a party to imagine. And imagination is not for the imagination, there is a background. As you rightly mentioned, if you look at the last few elections, 3, 4, 5, 6 assembly elections, no party has ever managed to get a majority on its own. That is why parties are a little skeptical. They are skeptical whether even if their party seems to be doing well, whether the alliance partner is doing well or not. That is why this whole confusion or this anxiety that the alliance is going to get a majority or not.
Yes. So you may be doing well, but what about your alliance partner? Have they really delivered is the question. So Rohan Gupta, NCP Ajit Pawar was the weakling in the Lok Sabha. There are concerns if that history repeats in assembly as well. Here is Sanjay Rawat leveling a direct charge on the BJP that you are trying to reach out to the independents already.
See, I think Sanjay Rawat has a habit of saying something which is totally out of context. In fact, he questioned Congress also yesterday. So I think MVA can answer that better. Point here is, Maria, we need to understand the way this election has been fought. And I agree that these are tightly fought elections, but as I don't trust the exit polls, but everybody shows as to Mahayuti. There's a reason behind that. The main narrative on which MVA got success in Lok Sabha was in the name of reservation, in name of Dalit and all these things. What happened? After that, you saw Haryana. People have rejected the narrative because they saw that in the leadership of Congress party, the Dalit leader has been, the way she was treated, people cannot trust it. So, jo inka narrative tha, central narrative tha, which was they were successful in Lok Sabha, it got completely shattered. And that's why I'm coming back to the main point. When the agenda is not there for MVA, even after having edge in the Lok Sabha election, they were completely on defensive. The whole election, they were on defensive side. They were not able to counter Ladli Behna Yojana. They were not able to counter the work of Shinde government. They were forced to respond to AK to safe hai. It clearly shows that you are playing on the pitch of opposition party. And when you are playing on the pitch of opposition party, obviously you are going to lose. And that is what you will see tomorrow.
But it could be countered by saying that all those statements of your senior leaders came only when you had Rahul Gandhi speak about caste census. You realize that if there is division along caste lines, then it will be disadvantaged BJP.
No. If you see, Maria, the way Lok Sabha election was there, right? There was a clear-cut effort of, consolidation of minority votes and division of Hindu votes. That was the strategy of opposition and they were partially successful. There was no other narrative except this. And obviously, when you know the reality, the way Work Amendment Bill was opposed, the way other bills which were reformist, they were opposed. People were very clear that their agenda is very clear, how to divide Hindu votes. If they are talking about caste census, why they are not talking about caste census in minority? Why? There are communities in minority also. So their core agenda
of
dividing Hindus
go ahead,
and
Shama.
Uniting minorities have been completely exposed.
Okay,
that is what you will see tomorrow.
Yes. I'm from the minority community. We don't have caste in minority. You all are making some caste there. We do not have. Islam completely forbids caste. So there are no caste. Hinduism has caste system. Islam does not have. And I can talk for that. Maria is also sitting here. We do not have. When we go around the Kaaba, everybody goes equally there. There is no different timing for any upper caste, lower caste or middle. I'm sorry to say, I will not agree with you. In fact, Eknath Shinde faction is saying that they want Eknath Shinde to be the CM. Chandrasekhar Bavankule, the BJP president, clearly
you
said
asked Mr.
yesterday
Sanjay.
He wants Devendra Fadnavis to be. No, I'm just talking about that part also. Devendra Fadnavis.
Okay, listen to her, please.
He's talking about Ladki Behna. I'm telling you talk about Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, Viksit Bharat, Amrit Kal. Why do you want the welfare scheme? We started it with. It started from Karnataka. And you and Eknath Shinde faction are so much, the Ladki Behna scheme. What happened to your Viksit Bharat and Amrit Kal? Would you need these welfare schemes? According to Mr. Modi, it's called Revdi. Why has the Revdi become the biggest thing in this election? Why have you given madrasa teachers in Mumbai increase in their salary? Isn't that an appeasement? You've given saris.
No, absolutely not. It is not appeasement.
When we
it
do
is giving them the right. No, it
who,
is not appeasement.
Why did you give madrasa teachers?
Giving them the right.
Why did you give?
You are taking that as appeasement.
No. That is appeasement. I'm telling you it's appeasement.
Why is it appeasement?
Why?
If anybody is
doing
basic economic status has been
appreciated,
it is not appeasement.
Rohan, you have to listen to her. She was not countering you while you were speaking. Let's extend that courtesy. Yes.
I'm the Home Minister.
Go ahead. Shama, make your point. Finish your point.
My point is, when we do it, Maria, it's appeasement. And they keep saying morning to night, Guspetia. The border security forces is with the Home Minister of India. I am telling you today, we don't want Guspetias. We don't want illegal immigrants in this country. Please put them out and do not let them. Please tell your Home Minister or my Home Minister.
Okay. I have just enough time for Sushi Vyas and Sanjay Gupta. No, Rohan Gupta, you have to come to the end. I have to give the final thought to the analysts who are on the panel.
Just 10 seconds. By this time, all the issues will be settled.
You know, because Maharashtra will decide how many takers are there of both these narratives, of both these ideologies. Yes, go ahead. Rohan, 10 seconds.
Can I just revert?
10 seconds is all you have.
He told that she's against Guspetia. Their in charge in Jharkhand says that they will give what cylinder to. I was not speaking. Let me complete.
Yeah.
Their in charge in Jharkhand says that they will give 450 rupees cylinder to the even Guspetia. This is their mindset. So when you say Revdi, it means that you are offering something without financial planning, what you have displayed in Himachal, what you have displayed in Karnataka, what you have displayed in Telangana. You cannot fulfill your promises.
Sanjay Gupta, speak, please.
No. Giving increase
in salary, it is required. Okay.
It is a right of every
year. Where did this frame of arzu come from? Samajhte rahe, jise hum apna, nikla wo ek saaya. बस धन्यवाद.
That applies to everyone. I mean, you don't know who Saya it is.
संजय भाई जरा बोल दीजिए आपके दिल की बात.
हाँ ठीक है चलिए सुशील.
देखिए मेरे दिल की बात तो अब कल निकल के आएगी रिजल्ट से क्योंकि महाराष्ट्र की जनता ने ही सर्वोपरि फैसला करना है. हमने कहा सुना बहुत और उन सब के कहे सुनने के बाद आज भी हम कुछ कहे सुने तो इसका कोई फायदा नहीं है. कल के रिजल्ट के बाद हम कहेंगे सुनेंगे तो मजा आएगा.
राइट सुशील व्यास जी, हु विल हैव द लास्ट लाफ इज द क्वेश्चन इन द शिवसेना.
Yeah, two things, Maria ji. Let me clarify what my Congress friend was saying that about the claim of Shinde Sena's leadership to become chief minister. We are not in hurry. We are contesting present election under the able. Please, I have not interfered you. I have not interfered when you were speaking. The present election in Maharashtra, it is known fact we are contesting against the leadership of Eknath Rao Shinde. But at the same time, our all youth leaders, our allies, we have said in one voice that our newly elected MLH will come together, they will have a seat and they will elect their leader who will be our chief minister. So please, don't create this false narrative. Now elections are over, people have voted. So you're saying all this thing on TV will not going to help you. Secondly, you said about madrasa thing, there's a long pending demand for at least more than 15 years. Now as a pravakta of Congress party, of the grand old party, are you ready to go on record saying that if it is a part of impeachment, once you, if you come into power, you will cancel this decision? Are you in a position to say that? Are you in a position to say that? Will you cancel this decision? So this is a welfare scheme. This is a welfare decision. One has to take.
You are abusing Muslims every day and now you want to appease them just to win elections.
Who is abusing? Who is abusing? Just because you say you can't say.
Okay.
Tell me which
okay,
which
have the I
challenge.
You know, the question is, in the next, by this time tomorrow we'll know about it. Just matter of 12 hours. Let's extend that courtesy. All this challenging and all, I don't understand only. Yes. Sushil Vyasji, you've made your point, please, sir. Yes, Professor Shastri here.
I think
you are not in a position to say,
based upon this dialogue we have had this evening, tomorrow I look out for 2-3 quick things, Maria. Number one, I think we are going to have a long morning because things will get clear only by around 11-12, if at all it gets clear, because I think the race is very tight. And tomorrow in Maharashtra, several things are going to be settled. Questions about legitimacy of the regional parties, questions about how people perceived the changes in the coalitions in the last election and this election. And of course, by the evening, we also would have some clarity on which party is ahead in the alliance which seems forward. And that would play a crucial role in deciding who possibly the next chief minister would be. And I think it's very clear in both the alliances there have been talks about multiple names, and openly talks about multiple names. So that's something that will be, I think, discussed and settled in important ways after the results, depending on which party emerges as the largest party in each alliance tomorrow.
Okay, Sanjay Kumar, for the first few hours in the morning, what's your prediction? Just hold on to your horses. Nobody should be distributing sweets.
No, absolutely, Maria. It is a strange thing in the Indian television these days, even before I think the first vote is counted, but all the television channels start showing the tally. So I think the best thing for the morning couple of hours should be to just sit back at home, switch off the TV, don't appear on the TV. That's the best thing to do with the first 2 hours, I think.
Neeja is joining us early morning tomorrow. Neeja Chaudhary.
I would also be joining, but I said that would be the best thing to do.
Yes, but I'm sure we'll not be asking you to make predictions. It will be more of reading the numbers that come in early, sir. So, Neeja Chaudhary, the last word to the woman on the panel. Ma'am, you know, as far as Mahayuti is concerned, at the moment it seems it's clear that even if the BJP has contested on more number of seats, if it is Mahayuti government, it will be Eknath Shinde on the hot seat. But in Mahavikas Agadi, do you think there's still chaos, or are you of the opinion that both sides are undecided?
I think on the MVA side, depends on the strike rate of the three players, how well they do. Suppose the Shiv Sena UBT doesn't do so well. Does Uddhav Thackeray still become the CM if they get the numbers? Though if they get the numbers, it's all likelihood all three players will do well. So I think there's a good chance for Uddhav Thackeray in the MVA being made CM again. But I would look tomorrow for two things. One, the extent to which the women, that force represented by women cutting across caste, convinced of, you know, what they've got in hand and under Ladki Behan Yojana, pushing back this winning combination that worked in the Lok Sabha elections for the MVA, Maratha, Muslim, Dalit. And I would also look at this, that can sympathy manifest itself the second time?
Yes.
Sympathy for Uddhav Thackeray and Sharad Pawar was a factor in the Lok Sabha elections, which gave them 30 out of 48 seats. Does sympathy run out for a second time or gets diluted? That's another thing I would look for.
Yes, and to add to that, ma'am, does sympathy manifest second time and does the revenge or punishment manifest second times? If it was punishment for the BJP 4 months ago during the Lok Sabha because they were seen as a party which did a lot of jod tod, will the voters punish this party again? A lot of questions, but the beauty of Indian politics and Indian electorate is that they throw up surprises, so we should be prepared for that tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us, Neeja Chaudhary, Sandeep Shastri, Sanjay Gupta, Sushil Vyas, Sanjay Kumar, Rohan Gupta and Dr. Shama Mohammed. Let me bring in Rahul Narvekar now. He is the Mahayuti and BJP candidate from Colaba and also the Speaker of Maharashtra Legislative Assembly. Mr. Narvekar, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. Only 12 hours to go. How difficult is it for candidates and parties, particularly when they are waiting for the counting to begin?
Well, it is exciting and unnerving both. So I think you should try and remain as relaxed as you can, because now that everything is sealed in the ballot box or perhaps the ballot machine, there's very little that you can do. So just hope for the best.
Absolutely. What is the point of getting anxious right now? Because it's only a matter of counting. I mean, the polling and the entire strategy seems to be over. Right now, everybody is referring and going back and forth, I would say, on exit polls. The exit polls, some of them have projected victory for Mahayuti. Couple of them say that it could be a hung house. As someone who was campaigning and also contesting, what's your own assessment?
Well, the exit polls largely are indicating a victory for the Mahayuti. Of course, a very close shave. But I'm quite optimistic and sure that the Mahayuti will get at least 175 seats.
Okay, 175 if you're saying so. That would be a pro-incumbent mandate and a rather emphatic one.
I don't really see an anti-incumbency in Maharashtra. The Ladki Bhai Yojana has been very successful. The number of infrastructure projects that this government has taken up and successfully completed is remarkable. And therefore, the people of Maharashtra are happy with this government. And I'm quite sure that they will vote in this government for the second term.
Then do you think that it's the Ladki Behen which holds the key here? And that could have been the reason for this increase in women voters?
Well, you know, it is not just the Ladki Behen, but this government has done something or the other for every section of the society. They've helped the downtrodden. They've helped the women population in the state by trying to make them self-reliant, by giving them disposable income. They have worked for the infrastructure development. Industry is at an all-time high in Maharashtra. We are still the most industrialized and the best destination for foreign investments in the country. We attract the maximum foreign investments in the country today. And this government, by and large, has worked in accordance with the desires of various sections of the society. And therefore, I feel that this government is a popular government amongst every section of the society.
And the opposition, we did hear, make that effort in countering the Ladki Behen by doing a top-up. They also spoke about caste census. The caste census in particular had takers during the Lok Sabha polls, where Mahayuti did face a massive setback. Why do you think that caste census talk did not really resonate with voters this time around?
So see, during the Lok Sabha election, there was this major campaign, a fake narrative campaign that was undertaken by the opposition then. And they had used various tools and measures to ensure that this fake narrative reaches out to people. And I think we fell short in rectifying this situation, because of which we did not perform the way we had expected to. But now that this fake narrative story is redundant and people are not willing to buy it, people will look at the development and the good work that this government has done. And definitely, I'm sure they will have voted back this government for further development in the state.
My last question to you, Mr. Narvekar, of course, you know, if Mahayuti wins, then it will form the government. But the question is, if the BJP, which has contested on the maximum number of seats, if it has its strike rate better than the Shiv Sena, will it then be the claimant for the chief minister's chair? Do you think there will be discussions which can happen post-elections, or that stage of discussion is over? It is Eknath Shinde who is going to be the chief minister if Mahayuti wins tomorrow.
So I think who will lead the state government is a question that will be decided by the alliance partners at the relevant time. We are yet to see the numbers. We are yet to see what kind of numbers are coming in from which alliance partner. So these are decisions which will be taken at a later stage. But let me assure you that we are all very committed to the alliance and we respect each other and their positions and their desires. But keeping the larger interest in mind, the Mahayuti will take its call after the result.
Right, Rahul, wishing you all the best. We'll connect with you tomorrow again. Thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. Let me bring in a Congress candidate now. I'm going straight to Nitin Rawat, former Congress president of Maharashtra and also Congress candidate from Nagpur North and also someone who is an MLA from that seat. Nitin ji, results mein bas kuch hi waqt reh gaye hain. Bahut speculation ho raha hai. Exit polls ki bhi charcha ho rahi hai. Exit polls ne Mahayuti ki sarkar banayi hai. आप क्योंकि जमीन पर हैं, आप कैसे देखते हैं ये पूरा महाराष्ट्र की लड़ाई को?
No, we will get the majority in the Maharashtra. Mahavikas Agadi will form the government. There is no doubt about it. We will 155 plus, not an issue.
155 plus, then what is it that is giving Congress this confidence?
No, it is everywhere in the slums, in the street, on the streets, on the gullies, on the squares. People are in the chaos. They are telling everybody that Mahavikas Agadi is coming in the power. So I am giving the inputs from them only.
Let's talk about Vidarbha region, jahan par aapka khud ka chunav hai. In 40 seats in Vidarbha, out of 62, there is a direct fight between the BJP and the Congress. How do you look at this Vidarbha battle particularly? Did the Congress manage to, will the Congress be able to win some seats here? Because it's very, very crucial. If Congress holds on to Vidarbha, then it will be in a position. And of course, if its allies do well to form the government.
It's the battlefield of the Congress party. It's the stronghold of the Congress party. And here in the Vidarbha region, there is a fight directly in between the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Congress. And Congress will win the majority seats here. There is no doubt about it.
Rebels ko aap kaise dekhte hain? Kyunki aapki khud ki सीट पर एक रेबल थे, एक इंडिपेंडेंट कैंडिडेट थे, वो क्या आपके लिए सरदर्द थे?
देखिए, एक्चुअल में अगर आप देखेंगे तो विदर्भ की हर कॉन्स्टेंसीज में 10% से लेके 20% तक के दलित वोट बैंक है बड़े पैमाने पे, और जहां जहां दलित मुस्लिम इकट्ठा आई है वहां वहां की सीटें ये अपने आप अपग्रेड होते गई. पिछले लोकसभा चुनाव में आपने देखा होगा जिस प्रकार का प्रदर्शन इस विदर्भ से कांग्रेस पार्टी ने किया था, वही उसी टाइप का प्रदर्शन इस वक्त भी आप देखेंगे और आपको एक्चुअल में दिख पड़ेगा.
लेकिन लोकसभा से तो जमीन की स्थिति काफी बदल चुकी है, क्योंकि मैं भी खुद जमीन पर थी, मैंने भी अपना असेसमेंट किया है बेस्ड ऑन व्हाट आई सॉ. साफ तौर पे ये दिख रहा है, जो लोकसभा में गुस्सा दिख रहा था भाजपा के खिलाफ, महायुति के खिलाफ, वो उतना गुस्सा भी है नहीं.
नहीं, स्थितियां बदली नहीं है ना. लोकसभा के चुनाव में जो स्थितियां थी, जो संविधान के खिलाफ आवाज उठी है, वह आवाज ग्रास रूट तक के गई. यहाँ के किसानों को लग रहा कि हमको किसी प्रकार का न्याय महायुति की सरकार ने नहीं दिया. यहाँ के महिलाओं को लग रहा किसी प्रकार की सुविधा सुरक्षाएं हमको नहीं दी गई. लाडली बहना लाकर केवल हमारे मुंह को कुछ पन्ने झाड़ की पत्तियां पोछी गई, उससे कोई हमारा समाधान नहीं है. युवाओं को लग रहा कि हमें रोजगार नहीं मिल रहा. घर की जो गृहणियां हैं उनको लग रहा कि महंगाई बेशुमार बढ़ गई है. अनाज के दाम बढ़ गए, सब्जी भाजी के दाम बढ़ गए, गैस के दाम बढ़ गए. सब तरफ एक डिफरेंट टाइप का चाओज यहाँ पर जो बन गया उस पीरियड में, वो चाओज इस वोट वोट के रूप में यहाँ बदल चुका है. माहौल और स्थितियां यह महाविकास आघाड़ी के फेवर में यहाँ पे खड़ी है. आपने देखा होगा राहुल गांधी की सभाएं लो, या प्रियंका गांधी के रोड शो लो या खरगे जी की सभाएं लो, सारी सभाएं भी बड़ी बड़ी हुई है। और जिस प्रकार के जिस ढंग से हमारे कैंडिडेट ने यहाँ पे फाइट दिया है, हाँ ये बात मैं मानता हूं कि कुछ सीटों पे कांटे की टक्कर है, कांटे की टक्कर होना इसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि वो महायुति को सीटें जा रही है, वो प्लस कांग्रेस की ओर है।
नितिन राव जी, आप कांग्रेस के पुराने विधायकों में से एक हैं, पूर्व मंत्री भी रहे हैं, अगर महाविकास अगाड़ी के पास नंबर्स आते हैं सरकार बनाने के लिए और कांग्रेस ज्यादा, क्योंकि ज्यादा सीटों पर लड़ी है, तो क्या कांग्रेस का कांग्रेस की दावेदारी भी होगी चीफ मिनिस्टर के चेयर की?
इट इज ऑब्वियस, मैं आपको बता रहा हूं कि जिस पार्टी की मेजोरिटी आती है नॉर्मली उस पार्टी का मुख्यमंत्री बनने के बारे में सोच बढ़ती है, और सोचना कुछ गलत नहीं है, वो तो सोच होनी ही चाहिए, क्योंकि लीडरशिप चुनाव लड़ती है तो लीडरशिप ये भी एक्सपेक्ट करती है कि उनको कहीं तो उचित न्याय मिले। लेकिन यह महाविकास आघाड़ी की सरकार है, इस सरकार में तीनों पार्टियां बैठकर निर्णय लेना है, और हमारे पार्टी का निर्णय हमारे शीर्षस्थ नेताओं के पास है, कांग्रेस हाईकमांड जो निर्णय करेगी उसके साथ हम सहमत रहेंगे।
मेरा आखिरी सवाल आपसे ये है कि अगर महाविकास अगाड़ी के पास नंबर्स आते हैं इस समय तक, कल पिक्चर क्लियर हो जाएगी, पिक्चर साफ हो जाएगी, तो क्या उद्धव ठाकरे ही चीफ मिनिस्टर बनेंगे?
देखिए, निर्णय तो आखिर महाविकास अगाड़ी के तीनों पार्टी के नेताओं ने मिलकर लेना है, किसी इंडिविजुअल ने नहीं लेना है और किसी इंडिविजुअल पार्टी ने लेना नहीं है। तो महाविकास आघाड़ी के जब हाईकमांड बैठेगी, आपस में तय करेगी, जो नाम हमको बताया जाएगा उस नाम पर ही हमारी सहमति बनने वाली है और हम उसको एक्सेप्ट करेंगे।
ऑल राइट, नितिन रावत, कांग्रेस कैंडिडेट फ्रॉम नागपुर नॉर्थ, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर स्पीकिंग टू एनडीटीवी। With that, it's a wrap from me on this edition of The Big Fight. Of course, the picture will be clear tomorrow, and by this time, we'll know who will form the government. Thanks so much for watching.